With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard says a newly released intel report should concern every American. This is her second such disclosure after accusing the intelligence community of a treasonous conspiracy in its review of foreign influence in the 2016 election. President Trump sought to use Gabbard's disclosure to pin blame on former President Obama, accusing him of trying to rig the election. During Tuesday's Oval Office meeting with Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., the president says Obama was the ringleader of a group that plotted against him.
He's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say, let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty. This was treason.
Gabbard called the report a bombshell, saying it exposed the most egregious weaponization and politicization of intelligence in American history. Judge Stephen Hipler has ordered Brian Koberger to serve life in prison without parole for killing four University of Idaho students. Friends and relatives delivered their powerful statements at that sentencing hearing. A New York man is charged with planting bombs across the city. Julie Walker with a report.
Federal prosecutors in New York City say Michael Gann was planning on adding shotgun shells to his IEDs, and his internet search history includes chlorine bomb, how to make flash powder from household items, and 3D gun printing. The 55-year-old from Long Island was arrested in June. Just hours before that, he posted on Instagram, "Who wants me to go out to play like no tomorrow?" Julie Walker, New York.
And sales of previously occupied U.S. homes slid in June. Existing home sales fell 2.7% last month from May, according to the National Association of Realtors. This is SRN News. Another leading medical facility gets out of the transgender business.
Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. says it will no longer perform sex change operations on kids or give them drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. CNH is just the latest major hospital to make such a move following President Trump's ban on federal funding for any medical operation that facilitates an underage child's efforts to change their gender. Mr. Trump has vowed to see that no taxpayer dollars go to supporting transgenderism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Pakistani court has ordered the investigation into the abuse of the country's draconian blasphemy laws. The Islamabad High Court has told the government to form a special commission to probe allegations that the laws are often used to settle petty scores and specifically to persecute Christians. Human rights groups and religious freedom advocates have decried Pakistan blasphemy laws for decades now. This is SRN News. Representative Mike Collins has released a video teasing a potential Senate run in Georgia against Senator John Ossoff, making him the latest Republican to consider taking on the first-term senator.
The 15-second video incorporates sound bites from news clips discussing the Georgia Senate race and Ossoff. At one point, text across the video reads, "Who can beat John Ossoff?" The video ties Collins' ties to the president, and it includes a clip of President Trump saying Collins' name at an event and a photo of Collins and his wife posing with the president in the Oval Office, positioning himself as being closely aligned with Mr. Trump. The video ends with a text on the screen reading, "Stay tuned." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Oregon authorities identifying two people who died in a fatal waterfall accident. It happened over the weekend at Dillon Falls in Deschutes River. The victims include 40-year-old Amanda Lloyd of Rockwall, Texas, and 33-year-old Lindsay Bashan of Parkland, Florida. One person is still missing. More details at srnnews.com.